Hi, I'm Danae Alamano, and this is Living United.
And I'm Kev Jackson. It is just Danae and I today talking about quite a few things that have been happening. I know Danae, as the executive director of the United Way, you're always on the front lines of serving the community, and you have definitely been in the midst of what has been a, do I dare use the word again, unprecedented time.
Yeah, right. It definitely, it's been an interesting one, but we have been able to do a lot for the community, and I'm really proud of that.
You got things going right away as it became clear that we were going into a different kind of world with an emergency fund. How's that going so far?
It's gone really well. We last week went over $100,000. This is all from the community again, giving. So allocations are on a rolling basis. We review applications every Monday with part of the board as the committee, and have the focus areas of food access, emergency needs, elderly care, and then a secondary one looking at fundraising shortfalls and different things like that, and waiting on that one until we see what's coming with all the different sources of help that have been surfacing.
What have you found and your agencies found to be their biggest needs? I'm sure it was just nobody really knew exactly how it was going to play out, but so far, how is it playing out?
Well, we definitely have applications each week that have high needs. I would say, you know, if you want to pull one thing out that's been common, it has been food access for people. We have been able to, you know, when we talked a few weeks ago, our first round of allocations was to Meals on Wheels, the Nameless Coalition for the Homeless over at the Super 8, and Evergreen Youth and Family Services, which all had food-based needs within their ask. If you want me to just keep going,
yep, keep going.
Share the other ones. Adult Day Services needed to replenish their food lost with a closure that they had. The Food Shelf asked for funds for extra food. St. Vincent de Paul asked for food vouchers for people in need in the community. Just food-based things there. We've also been able to give Northwoods Caregivers, they went to phone and virtual meetings and kind of lost their fee base. But with the work they do with the elderly, it's just so important that they're able to still access their clients and help them. They're also using some of the funds to purchase tablets. They shared a story. This is happening over and over, but one specific one just to share. They had a mother-daughter who the mother's in a nursing home, and of course they're on lockdown right now, and the daughter had no way to contact mom. She has a flip phone, so you can't do, you know, Zoom calls or mm-hmm. anything like that. So Northwoods Caregivers was, you know, providing a tablet to the mom in the nursing home and then driving over to the daughter and letting her talk to her mom on their phone, and, you know, just kind of this complex situation that is reoccurring. So they're going to buy some tablets to be able to let people communicate, to say goodbye. I mean, it's a sad time, and some situations, losing family members, and so we're happy to help with that. Shield 616, that's a agency that provides active shooting gear to officers that don't have the right equipment. They are putting together kits. Our community will get, or our officers will get, 100 of them with reusable face masks, goggles, and hand sanitizer. So that's coming as well. Who else am I missing? Oh, the Northwest Indian CDC also asked for funds for basic needs, including food and hygiene products as well, and baby needs as well, supplies.
Okay.
So lots of different places in need right now and all having immediate needs that we're able to help with.
What is causing the additional challenge for food?
Some of it is just the availability. I think, you know, I know the Food Shelf, we have my staff member Our coworker Shannon Lee has been working over at the food shelf to try to keep some of the staff at the food shelf safe and at home. So she's working out of there and shared that they had a 45% increase in people coming through to receive food. So I think a lot of people are laid off, and there's just a bigger need for resources.
Yeah. Wow. Well, we don't really know when the end is in sight here, so we're just kind of still just kind of swimming against the river, aren't we?
Mm-hmm, definitely.
One of the other things you're doing that I think is really important is the face mask initiative. Tell us about that.
Yes, we are collecting face masks for the shelters in town, the service agencies, and the school district with a goal of about 2,000 face masks. I think so far we've received back a little over 1,000, which is awesome because it's only been going for about 2 weeks. So
wow.
We're really appreciative. We have a little bit more fabric left in the office from the donation from Anderson Fabrics, but most of it has been taken and even brought back at this point. So we're really grateful to all the different sewing groups in the community that have been able to do that for us. And if anyone still wants to sew, we are still accepting them.
Okay. And speaking of that, that's a volunteer activity. Do you still have need for volunteers for some of the agencies? I know a lot, like my parents were Meals on Wheels drivers and Bemidji Community Food Shelf volunteers, and at their age, they're not doing that right now.
Right, yes. We have been able to swap out volunteers for the food shelf, for Ruby's Pantry, the soup kitchen, or community table, I should say. Northwoods Caregivers, I'm missing some. There's a lot. But Churches United is another one. We still have needs here and there. A lot of the volunteers have now become regulars during this time anyways. But we still have spots here and there where we do have a need. So if people want to volunteer, please call. We'll at least put you on a list. We've used everybody who's called so far, so as long as they meet our standards of health, being healthy and under the age of 60.
Okay. How are the people of the United Way and the people of the agencies doing?
We're doing pretty well. We're trying to stay in good communication with everybody. You know, I'm just really proud of our nonprofit community in watching everybody step up. You know, this isn't a time where the group who's devoted to serving is not serving. You know, we're all trying to take on more and help where we can and share resources with each other as well. Community Resource Connections and United Way have been hosting weekly phone calls with our partners on Tuesdays, where about 40 of us join and just share updates. If it's service changes or maybe somebody just doesn't have something and someone else can offer the help through the call, it's been a really nice way for us all to connect. And any service updates then are being posted on Community Resource Connections website. So I think we're all doing pretty well overall. you don't just from week to week we're unsure what's going to come through our door. So,
well, you know, and it's thankless work in the best of times, you know, and so I just tip my hat. I'm just so appreciative of what they do all the time, and I just am only imagining what it must be like on the front lines right now.
I agree with you. You know, we talk in there, and it's very deserving. The healthcare workers, the educators, mm-hmm. the delivery people, you know, all of them are our heroes right now in a big way, but these service organizations are as well, and thank you for saying that because they're doing really important work and helping a lot of people who some people have never had a need before, and trying, that's usually the harder people to serve, mm-hmm. people who don't know the resources that they have. And actually in mentioning that, I think I mentioned this before, but Sheriff Beidel was sharing that people are calling 911 to find out, like, when the food shelf is open.
Yes.
And we do have an alternative, because that is not an emergency phone call that the Sheriff's Department wants to receive, But you can call phone number 211. It's a United Way phone number throughout the state, and we are keeping it updated. Calls go into Duluth or the Twin Cities area, and we're keeping them updated on the Community Resource Connections website, along with the county, the Greater Bemidji, all sorts of different, Northwest Minnesota Foundation, all sorts of different places to try to make sure that 211 has the most up-to-date information on our area so people can call that number if they're in need of a service.
Okay. How is the funding for the emergency fund going right now?
We're still, the amazing part to me is without even asking, a lot of funding is coming in. Every day we're just seeing the generosity of the community. We're at about $106,000 right now in the fund, and it's just going to continue to grow.
Okay. I'm just, whether it be the for-profit businesses that are donating things or the agencies, as we discussed before, everybody is stepping up, which is pretty typical of the North Country, that's for sure.
Mm-hmm. It is. And, I know you're going to hear a lot about this, Kev, soon from the Chamber and from the Bemidji Alliance, but the Bemidji Alliance has partnered with the United Way as well to support all ends of the economy, from the business to the people in need. And Steve and Jill Hill, who own Hill's Plumbing and Heating and also S&J Development, have given a very generous gift to help both sides. So I know right now they're working on, as a family, purchasing about $20,000 worth of gift cards for us at the United Way to then give out to families who need it and who are in need because of the COVID crisis. So we are so grateful to them for that. And on the other end of it, and they're buying all of the gift cards locally, it's for service things, like whether it's a restaurant or maybe a hair salon. They're really trying to help the local business as well.
Okay. Wow. And this is just getting started, and we certainly plan to just, be a partner as best we can to get the word out and let people know what's going on and give them ways to take advantage of this. But yeah, that's a much needed venture right there, that's for sure.
Mm-hmm. It really is. So I think it'll be fun. The community is going to have an opportunity to be involved as well, and it's going to help everybody.
Okay. Anything else we should know about before we wrap it up?
I don't think so. I think if people want to give to the emergency fund, you can do that online at unitedwaybemidji.org, or send in a check, mail it, or call in a pledge, and we'll happily put it to good use. And as a reminder, too, 100% of the funds in the emergency fund are going to the COVID crisis. Even United Way Worldwide is waiving their 1% fee for local United Ways that are hosting funds. So rather than saying 99% stays here, we get to say 100%.
Very good.
Uh-huh.
And again, if people want to know about changes in hours and distribution, things like that for Bemidji Food Shelf or whatever it might be, 211 is the number to call.
Right, yep. Or you can go to the Community Resource Connections website, one or the other. We'll get you the same information.
All right. Danae Alamano, thanks for joining me today, and we will talk to you again soon.
Thank you.